From KUOW, The Record Continues. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm Steve Scherr. We have had the pleasure of talking to Vaughn Palmer for well on to almost three decades now, at least 25 years, and two stories have dominated. One, cross-border timber. You know, how are we going to, who's going to cut the timber and how are people going to get along? And the other story that has dominated the news is the fact that Victoria, British Columbia, refuses to treat their sewage. And now, Vaughn, another iteration of the tale.
You know, refuses is such a strong, judgmental word. I think sort of postponing the reckoning, delaying. I really thought we were on the verge of this thing going ahead. It's gone badly sideways in the last 24 hours. So the regional government around Victoria and its suburbs agreed on a plan, set a budget, set up an agency to build this, the sewage treatment plant, picked a site. Everything was going along fine. The local government, the community of Esquimalt, exercised its local autonomy to block the location of the sewage treatment plant. The regional government pleaded with the provincial government, British Columbia, which had ordered the sewage treatment plant to step in, use its power to basically break the deadlock. The provincial government yesterday refused to do it. Threw it back to the regional government, the local government, said, you folks sort it out. You're the ones who've got to come up with this plan. And the province also zinged them and said, look, we've agreed to help pay for this, but our promise is time dated. You better get going on this and sort it out. I'm looking at the headline in the Victoria paper this morning. The site that was chosen is now out. The mayor of Esquimalt is thumbs up, celebrating that the site will not have a sewage treatment plant on it. And that suggests we're back to square one, trying to find some place to put this sewage treatment plant.
The gentleman who dresses up as Mr. Floaty is getting his costume out of his closet and getting ready to don it. Remind us, what is the effect that this has here in Bellingham and in Port Townsend and in Seattle?
Well, there's a whole bunch of places around Puget Sound, Strait of Juan de Fuca, Gulf of Georgia, that do treat their sewage. And Victoria has resisted it for a long time. I mean, for a long time, we're just in denial. We didn't have to. The ocean flushed the system. And finally, starting with a threat, actually, in Washington State of a tourism boycott, stirred up partly by my friend Joel Connolly at the Seattle PI. That is 20 years ago now. We agreed to do it. They set up a plan. They set up a process. The national government looked at the sewage levels and ordered the region to treat its sewage. The provincial government ordered the region to treat its sewage. They worked their way right up to, well, as I said, the last 24 hours. And now, back to the drawing board. They're going to have to find another site, it looks like. They don't have the power to impose it. And meanwhile, the clock is ticking on the promises. So $784 million, Steve, to build a sewage treatment plant. The national government and the provincial government have agreed to pay a third, but they've also said, you folks have got to get going on it. The money is not going to sit there in our bank account forever. And at the moment, the region's warned. I mean, I live here, and I'm a regional taxpayer, and we've been told you folks are going to pick up the whole cost. Because here's the catch. The national government and the provincial government are not waiving their orders to treat the sewage.
Oh, that's interesting. We were debating earlier that what is the philosophy behind still permitting discharges of toxic waste into the air and water in this world where we know has got its problems and communal ideas are starting to take shape. The folks in Victoria, it's a tax issue, right? They don't want to pay for it.
Well, it is twofold. I mean, for a long time, they just didn't think they needed to pay for it. But the other problem is well identified by what happens in a fairly confined region when you don't pick a site for your sewage treatment plant back in the 60s or early 70s when it should have happened. There's no easy sites left. I mean, this site was at the entrance to the harbor. And Esquimalt, which is the community there at the entrance to Victoria Harbor, didn't want it. They didn't want trucks hauling sludge through the town. They didn't want the pipes. They didn't want the treatment plant. There's no other easy locations around here. And, of course, once you start looking for a new site and having to do all your engineering studies again, that's going to drive the price up. So, I think the region was gambling on a senior government just ordering them to deal with it. The senior governments have just said, come on, folks, you know, you got to sort this out yourselves. You know you have to do this. You know you're not going to get the money to do it if you don't get going on it. So make a decision and get on with it. We're not doing that. We've gone all passive-aggressive on it again.
Well, Vaughn, just on that notion of that this is a big world where climate is changing, I got a minute here for you, but the Athabasca Glacier in Canada's Jasper National Park, the most visited glacier in North America, and now if you want to go there, there's a deadline.
Yeah, it's disappearing. Just reports in Canadian newspapers this week, both one in the Vancouver paper on the Athabasca Glacier in the Rockies disappearing, and the glaciers here on Vancouver Island, coincidentally, a story here in our paper in Victoria saying those glaciers are disappearing as well. It's, of course, happening in Alaska, but I think these ones, because they're here in North America, because they're nearby, and because they're visited by a lot of tourists, these ones have drawn an awful lot of attention. And yes, see them now, because one of these days in the not-too-distant future, there won't be much of them left.
20, 25 years. All right, Vaughn. A sobering conversation.
We'll keep you up to date on the sewage.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Vaughn Palmer is columnist for the Vancouver Sun, and he is a regular guest on The Record.